Sin Jehovah could not condone. The blood shed of animals could not forever sin atone. But the Son had compassion. Father, I'll be your lamb. So once again, blood was shed as the soldiers nailed his hands. It's been 3 days. Their Prince of Glory die. His followers are in mourning, for in the tomb their Savior lies.
But at the grave something is happening.
Amen. Good Sunday morning to you. We appreciate you tuning in and listening to the program once again. We thank God for the privilege the Lord's given us this year. Amen. Thank God for God giving us another year, 2012, to give Him glory and honor Him. We pray more souls will be saved in this year and more will be done for the cause of Christ through God's local church. And we praise the Lord for the opportunities the Lord gives us and coming to you. By the way, radio is one opportunity that we have, and we trust that you're listening. The songs are a blessing, as well as the message from week to week. And that first song was by a choir, Victorious Valley Home Girls, and we'll play a couple of their songs. We played some last week. We hope are a blessing and encouragement to you. Thank God for the message when you can get in the songs as they're sung and as they lift up the Lord. In fact, that's the message that we're preaching about. We preached about a new song on the first day of the year, the first Sunday morning, and just last week, and we want to share that, a part of that message with you this morning on the radio program, and we hope it's a blessing to you. Thank God for a new day the Lord gives us and new opportunities, and I've talked before about the empty calendar that God gives us, and we can just fill it up with opportunities to take advantage of those opportunities to serve the Lord and to win folks to Christ. And I pray that that's what you're busy doing. If you don't know Christ, this would be the day you'd come to know Him and trust Him and live for Him in these days. But we'll go to that song and into the message, and we invite you to come and be in service with us at any time. We're located at 3904 Tryon Courthouse Road, Cherryville, North Carolina. And we're on Highway 274, just outside the city limits of Cherubel. Bible school's at 10 o'clock, preaching at 11, and then back on Sunday night at 6. And then midweek service is at 7 on Wednesday night. We just pray God just meet with us in every service, and God just have his will and way in our lives. We'll go to the song and then to the message, and we trust that you have a good day in the Lord today.
When clouds of doubt hover o'er me, angry waves toss me to and fro, there is a place where I can go. He's a shield from every tempest. He's an anchor that is sure. In times like these, it's good to know that God is my refuge, a strong just ahead. I could not see those dark clouds so heavy with rain. Angry winds blew hard against me, but he called out.
Passage here, I know that Psalms 33 and verse 12, especially the first part of that verse, is a familiar verse to us. We often think about a lot of times when we think about America and we think about how that we've been blessed, and that's the reason. The Bible says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and that's a blessed passage of Scripture. But this whole psalm, and I'm going to try to cover a few things in these 12 verses here, but this whole psalm is a beautiful praise to God for His goodness, for His power, for His creation, for everything that He's done. And like I said this morning, it's kind of a different message, and maybe I'm not going to maybe hit on a lot of things that we hadn't done and things that we should do, and all that. We'll just save that for later. Amen. We got all year to preach on that. But I kind of thought about this, where the Scripture says, and this is the first time it's found in your Bible, down here in verse 3, the first time it's found in the Scripture, any kind of reference to a new song. It's the first time it's found in the Word of God. Here in verse 3, it says, sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud voice. And of course, this is not the only time it's found in the Bible. It's found 9 different times in the Word of God. Something about a new song. So I want to preach to you a little bit this morning about a new song for a new year. Okay? A new song for a new year. Several different times, like I said, the phrase a new song's mentioned in the Bible. A few times it's over here in the book of Psalms. In fact, let me give you another reference over in Psalms chapter 96. You'll find a new song mentioned. Psalms 96 and verse 1 says, "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth." Said, sing a new song unto the Lord. Good to have a song in our hearts. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Good to be encouraged by some songs that have blessed our heart. And we continue to bless the Lord and we continue to lift the Lord up. But there's a new day and we need a fresh anointing. We need a fresh touch from God. And day after day and year after year, we need to renew our commitment to the Lord and praise God for God coming by and giving us a new song in our heart and stirring our soul. I believe that's what the Scripture's talking about. Now, of course, another reference is over there in the book of Revelation. Two different times it references a new song in Revelation. Revelation chapter 5. In verse 9, and John is standing there discouraged because nobody's there. In fact, they're weeping. I mean, they're standing around crying because nobody's able and worthy to open up that seven-sealed book. But then there's one steps on the scene that's worthy. Amen. There's one that's well able, praise God, to open up that seven-sealed book. And he begins to take off a seal at a time. And the Scripture says, they said, amen. Time out. Let's have a new song here. Amen. We find there in the Scripture that he says in Revelation 5:9, and they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." Praise God. Let's give a new song to the Lord. The Scripture tells us there's a new song that's going to be sung in heaven. David said we ought to sing a new song to the Lord. Another place it's mentioned in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah said we need to have a new song unto God. The Bible tells us in Revelation, it makes a reference again to that new song over in Revelation 14:3, and I like what it says here too. It says they sang as it were a new song before the throne. I think it's that same song. I believe the reason it says it's as it were. Now, I might be wrong, but I believe the reason it says it's as it were, it's the same one that was sung over in chapter 5. Amen. It might have been new in chapter 5, but it's still fresh to their hearts now, anew again before God. It says they sang as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Ain't that a blessing that he says, hey, here's a new song of joy because of what God has done and how God has redeemed his people and how God has brought us through and how God has brought through great tribulation at the close there. Oh, what a blessing to rejoice and to understand. Amen. God's got a song for His redeemed. God's got a song that nobody else can sing, praise God. But those that have been redeemed and those that have come through great sorrow. Hey, let me give you a couple other thoughts about this new song in verse 3. Back to our text. Amen. I'm preaching from my text. I'm getting back to it. Amen. Psalms 33 and amen. Verse 3, the Bible says, "Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise." I noticed a couple other things about this, and then I'm going to give you a few truths that I find in this song, in this chapter. But one thing, this song was sung with instrumental accompaniment. That's scriptural there. It says, sing this new song, play it. Play it skillfully. Now, I know there's some crowds, man, they're way off base on some of this stuff. Amen. I mean, they say, you know, you can't have you can't even have no musical accompaniment because there wasn't no musical accompaniment in the New Testament. There's a group that believes that, and they sing everything a cappella, and they got a lot of stuff wrong. I'll tell you that right now. You're not saved by water, let me tell you that. Amen? And that crowd believes, you know, that they sing everything a cappella because they didn't have, there's no reference to it in the New Testament. And they also have a communion every Sunday because it said there that they break bread. Well, actually it says they did it every day, not just Sunday. Amen. And by the way, they didn't have electricity neither. Amen. They ought to be meeting without electricity. They ought to be meeting without air conditioning. Amen. Amen. That crowd wants to meet without stringed instruments. They need to meet without electricity too. They didn't have none of that back there neither. I mean, that's just a crazy bunch of mess, ain't it?
Amen.
Amen. And I've had some people, I've heard some people say, man, we can't have these stringed instruments up here. We can't have that, you know. Can't have a banjo and a mandolin and guitars and stuff like that. It's got strings on it. You open the lid of that piano and you'll find a whole bunch of strings. In fact, you'll find three strings for every key. Do you know that? There's a whole bunch in there. Amen. Bunch of strings. I'm getting off. Anyhow. It says right here that there was sung a new song, played skillfully. There was also, back before that in verse 2, it says they used that psalm string. They used that harp. They used an instrument of 10 strings. That's what it said. Amen. I like what Mays Jackson said about that 10 strings. He said everybody's got a 10-string instrument. He said that. He said, you got 5 fingers there. Just put that together. Amen. You can't do nothing else. Just put your hands together for the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. It said it was sung with some, not only that too, notice it said it was with a loud noise.
Yeah.
It was with a loud noise. Played skillfully with a loud noise. Now I know it's a blessing. It's encouragement. It's joy to hear the songs of Zion sung. And it's a blessing to have things in harmony and everything, you know, in order and things like that. But, it's still all right though if you're praising the Lord and you're off key every once in a while.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what that's talking about there, tell you the truth. Because, in fact, most of the time it's not translated loud noise. Most of the time it's translated joyful noise.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is. And in fact, let me give you a reference over there in Psalms chapter 100. Psalms chapter 100, and you know this passage, Psalms 100 and verse 1, the scripture says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Make a joyful noise. Same thing as over there in the passage we read there in Psalms 33 where it said, make a loud noise. Amen. We ought to have a new song that's with joyful, loud noise before God. And it's all right to have it played with some instrumental accompaniment. Amen. That's what it said there.
Yeah.
You say, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm just saying it's a blessing that the Scripture tells us there. We can have a new song for a new day. We can have a new song for a new year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Now, hold on just a minute now. I'm going to preach in a minute. I'm going to get to my point here in a minute and preach. But I know that... I don't think that that everything that's new in this day that comes along is always right. Let me say that. Let me just throw that in there. I'm going to reference that. Hey, if it's also got to be lined out with the truths of God's Word. Let me say that. Amen. It's got to be lined out with the truths of God's Word. In fact, I think you need to hear it too. Amen. You got to be able to hear the words. That'd be good right there. Amen. Be good for you to be able to hear the words to the song. Amen. People say they're singing stuff. Sometimes you can't even hear the words because of the loud music. That's not right. There's a balance before God that'll give honor and praise to the Lord. I believe that.
Yes, amen.
But I want to point out a few things. I'm through meddling now. Let me give you about 4 things and we'll be done for now and come back tonight. Amen.
Amen.
But let me give you about 4 things that we see some great truths here in this psalm before the Lord. In fact, in the days of David, and then after that, and even in the early church, they sang psalms. They'd sing these psalms before the Lord. And we'll look at another thought later on. In fact, the first song that's mentioned in the Bible is in Genesis chapter 15, or Exodus 15, excuse me, where Moses comes out out of the Red Sea. They've done triumphed over the Red Sea, and the part of the song says the horse and the rider has drowned there in the Red Sea. That was the first song that's mentioned in the Bible. But throughout the Word of God, there's some songs that lift up the Lord. There's some songs that give praise and honor and glory to God. And we need a fresh new song for a new day that the Lord's given us. A new song for a new year. Let me say, it needs to accompany some of these great truths. First of all, there's a truth that's mentioned that the Word of the Lord is right and His works are true. Look there in verse 4. The Bible says in this song, it says, the word of the Lord is right, and all of His works are done in truth. The word of the Lord is right. His works are true. If we're not lifting up His word, if we're not lifting up the word of God in our songs, amen, I thank God for the good special songs and the good choir songs and the good songs out of the hymn book. And a blessing that we started out this year, praise God. I didn't get with Brother Wayne about what he was going to sing, but was some good songs there from the choir. There's some good songs there from the hymn book, praise God. Amazing Grace and Victory in Jesus. Can't get no better than that. Amen. Thank God for the songs that lift up the Lord. Hey, they're based on the Word of God, and that the Word of God is true and right. What a great truth we have. The Scripture tells us in Revelation 15 and 3. Now here it says we're going to sing that song of Moses. We ought to be practicing up on that thing, I reckon. Amen. We ought to be practicing up on it. We're going to be singing it when we get to heaven. It says they sang the song of Moses in Revelation 15, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. They said we're going to sing this song of the Lamb. I think that's one, that new one up there, amen? I think it's that new one from chapter 3. We're going to put that one from chapter 3 of Revelation together with that one from Exodus 15. And praise God, we're going to rejoice that God has delivered us, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Just a little insight. Amen. Lord said, wait a minute, I'm going to hum you a line or two. Amen. I'm going to give you just a line or two of what you're going to get up there in heaven. What you're going to be singing up there. Guess what? Up there you're going to be singing about the Word of God being true. You're going to be singing about the marvelous works of God being right and true. We ought to get practiced up down here with that too. God, look at these great truths. The Word of God is right. His works are true. Oh, we could sing and give glory and praise about what God's done, His marvelous works to us. Like we said a while ago, thank God for His blessings on us, what He's done for us, how He's blessed us. Not only that, but second of all, let me give you another truth that's found in this song. Down there in verse 5, we see His righteousness, His judgment, and His goodness are evident everywhere. Amen. You just can't get away from seeing the righteousness of God. You can't get away from seeing the judgment hand of God. You cannot get away from seeing the goodness of God. It's evident everywhere. Look what He said there in verse 5. He said, He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Amen. This crowd, I mean, it's just foolish. I mean, some people, the Bible says a fool has said in his heart, there's no God. Yeah. And I've often said there's some people stupid enough to open their mouth and say it. The Scripture just says that it's foolish to have it in your heart to even think that. To even think that thought that the Lord is not the Creator. That God is not the one that is, I mean, it's just evident everywhere you look, you can see the Lord. But some people are so foolish, they'll open their mouth and say they're an atheist and say they deny God. But then they'll cry out to God, amen, in their trouble sometimes. But it's evident that you can look everywhere and see the goodness of the Lord. You can look everywhere and see that God's in control of this thing. You can look everywhere and it's evident to see that He's right and He's righteous and He's just in what He does. The Bible tells us, look on down to verse 13. He says in verse 13, the Lord looked from heaven and beholdeth all the sons of men I know there's a lot of times we think folks are getting by with stuff. We say, oh man, there's so many things happened and so many things transpired last year and folks are getting away with this and the world's getting worse and everything's getting bad and everything. And that's true. But yet, let me say, praise be unto God, there is still a God that's in charge and in control.
Amen.
We may not understand His ways, and we may not understand, but praise God, He's in charge, and someday there's coming judgment. There's coming judgment upon this earth. There's coming judgment upon our country and upon our land. That's for sure. Hey, our Lord is everywhere. Amen. You can't flee from the presence of the Lord. David, when God touched his heart and convicted his soul of what he had done wrong before God, he said, where can I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. I make my bed in hell, thou art there. There's nowhere we could go to get away from the goodness of God.
Amen.
Folks think they're running from the Lord sometimes. And you may have done it too. A few times, and you thought you was getting by with something. You thought you was running away from the Lord. But you didn't run anywhere that God couldn't find you. And you're not going to run anywhere that God can't chase you down and be right there before you ever get there. Amen. Hey, Scripture says, I mean, He looks down, He sees the children of men. Verse 18, look what He says there. He said, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, upon them that hope in His mercy. The eye of the Lord, there's nothing that the Lord doesn't see. He, my Lord keeps a record, the old song says. Bible tells us in Proverbs 15:3, another familiar passage, it says, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. There's nobody getting by with anything. It may seem that the tables are turned right now, but you just wait. It does rain on the just and the unjust. And there's some ups and downs, and there's some things that we can't understand.